got a very disturbing call. I just got up and went to work. My nephew told me that I needed to get to the hospital, and I didn't know what. No one knew anything. And they said it was something about your husband. I'm going through the hospital just frantic. So the doctor came back, and they took me in the back, and they said, "Miss Terry, they were sorry. They told me that they were sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to get emotional. But anyway, he told me they were sorry that they couldn't revive him.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he was killed in a car accident.
Oh, my.
He ran into a concrete truck, and he lost his life. And that was the hardest thing that I had to do. I had to go home.
That was 11 years ago.
That was 11 years ago, and I had to go home to my children and tell them that they knew I was holding something because I didn't know how to tell them.
Yeah.
My pastor talked to my children, and then we just had to figure it out, Dave. Mm. With me and him, we were already struggling, trying to make ends meet. If I wanted something better, if I needed to be the best example to my children, I had to do something different. I didn't know what to do. So one day I went to lunch with a friend of mine. I didn't know her that long, but she showed up with lunch with some envelopes. One envelope said food. So I'm like, okay, she envelope cash, and here I go with my credit card to pay for my food. And she pulled her money out of an envelope. I said, "Well, what is that?" She said, "Well, I'm on this Dave Ramsey program." So then later on in life, I was still struggling, trying to pay this, pay that. And one day I just said, you know, no more. So I started searching some stuff online about getting out of debt. And guess who pops up?
Wow.
And that's how I end up getting hooked up to your program.
What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
Being true to yourself and staying within your means. Also, determination. You got to have tenacity. That's the difference between a person that talk about it. You have to be about it.
Ooh.
And that's what I had to do. I had to be about it. I couldn't be no more talk.
Preach.
I got two beautiful grandchildren now.
Mm.
I can live for them now.
I can live
not be in so much bondage.
You don't even have a mortgage.
No mortgage at all.
You are so weird.
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
I chased Chase out of my life.
You are a victor.
Yes.
There is no victim in your walk. All right, it's Jacqueline. What a hero. $180,000 paid off in 11 years, making 40 to 65. You hear her story, don't you dare tell me you can't do it. She did it. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1. I'm debt free!